There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
All right, let's talk about one of the top stories from this weekend. Diana Rossini of The Athletic, formerly of ESPN, she put out a report that the Chiefs are interested in cornerback Marshon Lattimore. Now, this would be a major move, in my opinion. I still think he's a pretty productive player for the New Orleans Saints. And if you get him, that shores up a position of, I would say, thinning depth if you were the Kansas City Chiefs. But there's always the money attached to it. So let me give you the financials for Marshon Lattimore. If the Chiefs acquire him, they would guarantee him $605,000 between now and the end of the season. He also has $18 million and $18.5 million that are non-guaranteed coming up after this season. Now, that is obviously going to affect the value of what you're going to get in a trade. I think we all know the Chiefs well enough to know they are not picking up Marshon Lattimore if he has $36.5 million left on his deal. But the Saints have a lot of dead cap, so if somebody would just take on that contract, that would be a huge benefit and a huge plus to a Saints team that probably needs to start over. They have kicked the can down the road for the last couple of years in a post-Drew Brees world, but it's time. They fired their head coach today. They need to fire their quarterback soon enough, and they just need to start over and rip the Band-Aid off. So we had somebody on from New Orleans last week, and we asked him what does he think the compensation would be for Marshon Lattimore.
Reportedly, New Orleans was looking for something in that second to third round range. We're not getting anybody to kind of bite on that. Reportedly, the offers were closer to the fifth or sixth round range. Would they be willing to compromise, meet in the middle, you know, late third, early fourth? I don't know. Lattimore's a guy that the reason why he came up in trade discussions in New Orleans is just because the Saints have a logjam at defensive back. That is a place where they have some depth. Contract situation. He's due to get paid here pretty soon. So, you know, he's still a very productive player. If Kansas City or another contending team were able to get their hands on him, you'd be getting a guy who's a legitimate difference maker.
All right, Rob, so let's talk about this. We'll also read your text 913-586-7965. I do not believe the Chiefs are trading a second-round pick for Marshon Lattimore or any player that they could acquire at the deadline. So let's not even have that conversation. Now, I would say, and maybe the Saints are willing to do a deal, and maybe the Chiefs are going to have to take on a little bit more money than they feel comfortable with. I think to get a player of Marshon Lattimore's quality, especially at that position, and there not being a lot of good options, I think it's going to take one of those third-round picks. So if the Chiefs are not willing to come off of the pick that they got for L'Jarius Sneed or their own third-round pick, I'm not really sure how serious they are about getting Marshon Lattimore. I don't think that you're getting him for the cheap. I don't think you're getting him for the deal. the Chiefs clearly have a need at corner, and there's just not a lot of really quality corners available. And I would say a team that looks like they would also be in line to go get them, wouldn't it be the Baltimore Ravens, a team right now that is dead last against the pass? That's a team that needs to go out there. We knew when it came to Amari Cooper that you were going to be going up against the Buffalo Bills. I think you knew that the Ravens could potentially make a move. They went out and they got Deontay Johnson. Now, you also made a move and you went to go get D-Hop. Are you going to make another move? Are you going to make one additional move that I wouldn't say puts the Chiefs over the top, because they've won back-to-back Super Bowls, and that feels a little bit over the top to say, no pun intended. But this is a very good player at a position that you have right now that is really starting to lose depth. I don't think you're going to have Jalen Watson back at any point this season, and Najee Johnson right now is out with the concussion. So you have Trent McDuffie, and that's kind of about it. So it's probably going to cost the top 100 pick to go get a player like Marshawn Lattimore, and you're maybe going to have to eat a little bit money than you want to. That's not really what the Chiefs do for the most part, but if you were in the middle of trying to go for a three-peat, maybe you do something that's a little bit off script for you. So I wouldn't be entirely shocked if they go out and get Marshawn Lattimore. I would be surprised if they give up a two. If they go up a second-round pick to go get Marshawn Lattimore, I will be stunned if that's the case. But you've got two third-round picks. You've already made one addition on the offensive side that was a need for you. If you made another move on the defensive side and you're going to roll the dice with that and also wait for guys to get healthy, I don't think that's necessarily a bad plan. I also think that Lattimore is a player that maybe you could get him to restructure to really give yourself a chance. And he's still a young enough player that you could justify keeping Marshawn Lattimore for the next 18 to 24 months.
Me and you're on the same page here. I saw the story over the weekend from Diana Rossini, and my first thought was, that'd be great, but based on what we imagine he costs, that doesn't seem like how the Chiefs operate right now. Think of that, the moves the Chiefs have made in season trade-wise, Carrington. They're more than fine giving up a fifth, a sixth, a conditional sixth, even a fourth or a fifth to go get their guy. They do not, in season, give up premium assets. Last year, when their wide receiver group was me, you, Mr. Applebee's, and no one else, it was just barren wasteland. This show spent tons of time talking about what receiver they're going to trade for. What'd they do? They traded basically nothing and went and got Mecole Hardman. This year, hey, they might need some help at pass rusher. They might need some help at wide receiver. They might need some help at corner. Let's talk about what they could do. Well, they traded the literal lowest asset I can imagine for Joshua O'Shea. They gave up a 2026.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
What, sixth? That's nothing. And they gave up even less somehow for DeAndre Hopkins. They are not a team that is giving up premium assets in October. They might do it in March. They might use their first-round pick to go up and get the player they want. We saw that with Xavier Worthy. They might use their first-round pick to go get the player they want on another team and get him a contract. We saw that once with Frank Clark. But I don't think on Election Day, trade deadline day, the Chiefs are giving up a day two pick for Lattimore. So I don't think this is going to happen unless the market comes to Kansas City. Kansas City is not going to the market. If New Orleans is saying, yeah, it's either that Tennessee third or your third, I think Brett Veach is going to politely hang up the phone and say thank you. But if the Saints are in free fall and they have to unload money because their cap situation is trash and their team is worse, and they're willing to eat it and say, okay, we'll give up a fifth, we'll take a fifth, maybe he's a Chief, but I don't imagine if the cost is premium that Marshawn Lattimore is wearing red.
Yeah, I mean, right now on the text line, CDOT, without a steal of a deal, I wouldn't even consider Lattimore. Then you're not making another trade then. At least not for a player like this. Marshawn Lattimore is 28 years old. And still, I would say, a pretty productive corner. Certainly in the conversation of top 10, top 15 in the league. Then you're just not acquiring Marshawn Lattimore. And that's perfectly fine. The Chiefs have won the Super Bowl without acquiring these kind of players. But you know the saying is, if you want quality, you kind of got to pay for it. That you can go get a Joshua Oche and a guy who has really struggled in four of his last 5 years, a guy on a one-year prove-it kind of deal. And sure, you can bring him in for a future sixth-round pick and hope that he fits your scheme and fits your system. But if you want to really swing big, it kind of costs a little bit of money. You're going to have to take on something. Like, you're going to have to pay for it. So if that's not what the Chiefs want to do, that's perfectly fine. It's not even really worth the conversation. If you're not willing to trade a top 100 pick, I don't think you're getting Marshawn Lattimore. You are not getting him for the wink, wink. Well, we're going to eat 80% of this deal, and we're going to take a 2027 seventh round pick to acquire this player. That's just not what Marshawn Lattimore is going for. He will then finish out the season for the New Orleans Saints and then hit free agency this offseason, and then he'll go get $15 million to $18 million a year, which doesn't really seem that bad for a guy who is 28 years old and will be 28 years old when he negotiates that deal. The same way you always talk about how the Chiefs really only extend players and are only really interested in guys under 30, because that's the time to have them. The time to have Marshawn Lattimore is right now at 28 years old. So it just costs a little bit to go get those guys. So we had our guest on from New Orleans and we asked him if Lattimore was going to be traded. Now, they have subsequently lost. Since then, they lost to the Carolina Panthers, so maybe that changes things a bit. And we also got the report from Diana Rossini, which made it seem like it was a possibility. But here is what Casey Guskalera had to say.
I will say yes, just because past experience tells me that New Orleans has never sold before under Mickey Loomis, and they are still of the belief here in the city, whether this is true or not, and a lot of fans don't think that this is the case. But a lot of the front office folks say they are struggling because of injuries, and they're not nearly as far away as the 2-6 record would think. So I will say yes, though if it were me personally in the decision-making room, I would sell off and I would start building towards the future.
I mean, a lot has changed since then. They have lost a game, and they've also fired their coach. So in just a week's time, I would say the landscape has drastically changed for the New Orleans Saints that now makes this a possibility. I don't think that Alvin Kamara, for example, is available. I know Chris Olave is injured, but I don't think they'd be trading Chris Olave if he was fully healthy. I think Lattimore is a little bit of a different case. At some point, the Saints have to start getting some of that money off the books, and he would just be a prime candidate if you are not going to move forward with him as a player to go ahead and get that money off the books and just start over if you were the Saints. You delayed this process for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's time to do that if you really want to have success in that division.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.